kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin from Byron Bay, Trisha Kalugay. Kumusta, Trisha?
Kumusta? Mabuti, ikaw?
Ayan, ang galing na magtagalog.
Kaunti lang.
Okay, first, Trisha, ipakilala mo ang sarili mo. Introduce yourself.
My name is Trisha Kalugay. I am currently studying a double degree of education and international studies. So I'm in my second year at UTS. My dad is full Filipino, so he was born in the Philippines, and my mom is Italian, and she was born in Australia.
Okay. With your last name, can we just talk about it for a little bit?
Yes, of course.
Because I know when I first met you, you said it's Kalugay, and then it's Kalugay. Do you have difficulty for people pronouncing your last name?
Yes, I sure do have, because it's a silent A. So it's pronounced Kalugay, but when all my classmates and all my teachers, when they read it, they say Kalugay. So sometimes there's a bit of mix-up and I just have to correct them the right pronunciation. But yeah, pretty much all through my high school and all my schooling years, it's always been a bit hard for everyone else to pronounce.
So do you sometimes just go, okay, just leave it, let them say Kalugay?
Yes, I do. I sometimes, all the time, so I just let it, or sometimes they will just say, or just say Kalugay instead because it's easier for foreign people to say.
Okay, so now I want you to rate yourself from 1 to 10. How are you in understanding and speaking the Filipino language? First, in understanding.
Okay, so for understanding, I would probably say a 4 out of 10. I can't understand full sentences, but if I can hear certain words in that sentence, I can have a rough idea on what it is being said or what the topic is to be taught about. But yeah, I would say I still have a lot to learn.
Yeah. I know growing up, you were frequently visiting the Philippines. Can you share with us how were your visit to the Philippines before?
So, yes, when I was younger, my parents would take us to the Philippines at least once a year just to see family and cousins and to visit our neighborhood over there. So when we would visit Pangasinan, and so the province we're from is called Obispondo, which is near Apos or Dagupan. We would also visit Manila and go to Makati. We've also been to the 1,000 Islands, and we've been to Baguio. We've been also to Boracay, and also my family last year went to Palawan, but I wasn't able to because of studies. But yeah, we usually go to a different place when we visit.
So we can say that you are quite familiar with some of the places in the Philippines.
My dad talks about it all the time, so yeah, quite familiar.
Yes. And do you speak Tagalog at home?
So all my siblings know we all speak in English, so I think that's one of the main reasons why I'm not fluent in Tagalog. But when we have all our like titas and titos coming over, they speak in Tagalog and they try and help us understand. So sometimes that's how we'll sometimes learn as well.
Yes. So what's the reason behind you joining the Filipino lessons or Filipino class?
So I've always wanted to be fluent in Tagalog. So I've always wanted to take classes anyway. And so this was just a really good opportunity that came up for students and for also while I'm studying full-time as well. It was just perfect to do an hour each week on a Sunday. And so it was just, I would love to be fluent because every time we go visit the Philippines, I just would love to be able to talk to all the locals fluently and being able to understand everything. So yeah, I think it was a really good opportunity.
So next time when you go back to the Philippines, are you going to be surprising the family that, oh, I can speak the language now fluently?
Yes, I hope so, because even we've only had 5 weeks of the level 1 lesson. When I've been talking, all the words I've been learning, I've been practicing it with my family, and they're already so surprised that, oh, you know this one. And so hopefully next time I go to the Philippines, they will be even more surprised if I keep doing good in my vocabulary.
Did you impress your dad at all?
Yes, we have started talking, trying to have conversation in full Filipino now. That's been good, and he's been, talking a lot more, and I'm understanding a lot more words, so he's very surprised.
Yes. So what are the fun things about learning or doing the Filipino lessons?
So it's a really good atmosphere, so everyone in the class is eager to learn, and everyone wants to learn the language, which is really fun. Also learning, you know, about like the words that we say for like when we're talking to the elders in the family. So that's been really interesting and fun to find out, you know, putting po at the end of each sentence or word. And also just learning with everyone else. It's been really, really fun. And all the games and activities, the teacher has been amazing. She's always finding ways for us to learn and practice. So it's been really good.
But it's not always fun, isn't it? What are the challenges that you have faced in learning the Filipino language?
I would say probably would be pronunciation. So because I wasn't brought up speaking the words, because some words are quite, I don't know, I feel like when you pronounce, if I was just an English speaker and I was going to pronounce this word, it would be different to how a local Filipino person would say it. So it's always, I have to make sure to be careful on those words.
And you always tend to do the slang pronunciation, isn't it?
Yes, but I'm trying to learn, you know, the proper way so it sounds more formal.
Yeah. So what are your favorite Tagalog words so far?
I love saying anong pangalan mo. I think that's really good. I like mabuti, maganda, guapo, ginagagala kong makilala.
Ka?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I always forget to put the ka at the end. But yeah, they've been really good, really fun.
That's great. So how far do you want to reach in speaking and learning the Tagalog words?
Level 10. I want to be very fluent. I want to be able to understand the language without hesitation or questioning myself. I definitely want to be able to feel confident in having a conversation with someone in Tagalog.
Yes. The very good thing about you, Tricia, is you're very aware of your father's culture, isn't it?
Yes.
So what do you love about the Filipino culture?
I think Filipinos are very resilient. So they always, you know, I've just noticed that whatever they're doing, whatever situation they're in, they're always smiling, they're always very happy to help. And also that I've noticed that Filipinos also take a lot of pride in their families as well. So, you know, all their generations and all their family members, even like their closest friends, are considered family. So it's really different to see, like, you know, culturally the awareness of, you know, Australian culture and then the Filipino culture, how respectful also Filipino culture is as well. And, you know, Filipinos are always there to help one another. So that's what I love about their culture.
Ano naman ang mga paborito mong pagkaing Pilipino? Because I know you know lots of Filipino food, isn't it?
Yes, I love all Filipino food. My favorite would be palabok, pancit, the sweet spaghetti as well. Also, halo halo, that's my favorite. I love Jollibee.
Yeah.
We always have that every time we go there. I wish we had it in Australia. But yeah, it's so masarap.
I think we can say that you're a complete Filipino just without the speaking part of it, isn't it?
Yes, well, I believe, my dad brought us up to be culturally aware and of the Filipino culture as well as, I think you're right. It's just because I'm not fluent yet, but I still have a lot of knowledge in the Filipino culture.
Mm. And you're thankful for that?
Yes, I'm very thankful. Yeah, I love to know, you know, this other side of the Filipino culture and how it's different to how all my friends in Australia are brought up. So, yeah, I think it's really good because I'm now culturally aware and more open-minded.
So for fellow Filipino-Australians, what can you say to them or what's your advice to them in keeping both parents' culture?
I would say I think it is very important to respect and also to keep the Filipino culture living. I think it's for our generation, it's also important because Filipino culture is just such a great culture that it needs to be talked about highly, and it also needs to be also carried on for many generations. So I think it is very important that we, you know, we still keep this culture, whether it's still, you know, trying to learn Tagalog or also speaking Tagalog, but also, you know, respecting Filipinos and our elders as well.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Tricia Kalugay.
Salamat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.